If we go to Genesis chapter 2,
你看见伊甸园里面有四条河从里面流出来。
We see there are four rivers flowing out of Garden of Eden.
那么这个伊甸园到底在什么地方？
Where is the Garden of Eden?
因为这里很明显告诉我们呢，伊甸园乃是这个四条河经过的地方。
We know that Eden is where these four rivers pass through.
那么有两条河我们知道。
We know two rivers.
一个是第四条，还有一个第三条。
The river number three and four.
那么第三条呢，就是底格里斯河。
The third river is Tigris.
那么第四条呢，就是 Euphrates.
And the fourth one is Euphrates.
那么大家如果这一次看这个这个和这个伊拉克打仗的时候，你看一张地图，大家大概熟悉，还蛮熟悉地图的。
So we may remember when there was a war in Iraq, is the map.
那么现在你就知道说，在伊拉克那个地方，其实呢，就是两条河流过伊拉克的。
So Iraq actually has these two rivers.Going through it.
所以呢，我们知道伊甸园呢，应该就在中东 Mid East 那一带，尤其在伊拉克那一带，因为很明显有两条河经过的。
So the Garden of Eden should be in the Middle East, especially in that area between the two rivers.
那么到底这个比逊河在哪里呢？
Where's the
first one? First one.
Pishon.
然后第二个，那么好像都不见了。
And the second one, it seems that cannot find out.
那么到最近呢，科学家们找的第一条。
Recently, the scientists found the first river.
因为他们在库威，在科威特啊，他们在海湾那个地方，他们找了一些石头。
In Kuwait, they found some rocks by the seashore.
Just stones.
Some stones.
Yeah. In the bay. And Gulf.
In the Gulf.
那在 the Persian Gulf, 在那个里他们找到一些圆圆的石头。
So in the Persian Gulf, they found some round stones.
而他们发现这个石头一定是从河流流到波斯湾，流到 Persian Gulf.
So they said this rocks must have been brought down, rolled down from river.
所以他们要找到底这个石头从哪，这个小石头，那个河流流下来的石头从哪里来的。
So they want to find out where these round stones flow down from.
后来科学家们就找到了沙地阿拉伯两个，不是有两个圣地吗？一个是 Mecca, 一个 Medina, 他们的 Holy City 有两个。
You know that in Saudi Arabia, two holy cities, Medina and Mecca.
那么 Medina 附近呢有一座山。
In Medina, there is a mountain.
那结果他们发现在那个山上，他们找到同样的一小块那种石头。
And they found similar stones on top of the mountain.
所以他们说这个，那么这个流到这个库威的那条河呢，大概应该就从那个山一直流下来的。
So then those rocks that came down must have flowed down from that mountain to Kuwait.
那么后来呢，他们就从太空拍照的时候，他们很多照片里面，他们果然找到这条河。
So now they try to see from the satellite picture, then they did find there was this trace of river.
因为有河啊，不过这条河现在跑到沙漠底下去了。
But this river now is underburied in the sand.
那么，但是因为水流过了，所以那一带那个流过那些沙的颜色跟别的地方的颜色不一样。
Because water has gone through there before, they find that the color there is different from
the sand.
It's different from.
所以你从外太空一看呢，你可以看得出来，那是一定有一条河流过的。
So from atmosphere, when you see, there must be a river there.
Outer space. 那么然后呢，你会发现什么呢？你会发现就是应该是有一条古河，不过现在已经埋到这个沙底下去。
So there must have been an ancient river that now is buried by sand.
那么科学家们就问，这个会不会就是圣经里面的第一条河，就伊甸园第一条。
So the scientists are asking, could this be the first river mentioned, Pishon?
那有一个条件。
There must be a condition.
因为你沿着第一条河走的时候啊，你会找到金子。
Because gold must be found in that first river.
When you follow that course.
When you follow that course.
那你会找到金子的。
You must find gold.
那一点都没有错。现在那个大概沿着那条线，他们在 Medina 附近呢，他们果然找到这些金子。
And this really did happen. They found gold.In Medina, around that course.
而且也有 precious stone, 也有包红玛瑙。
And they also found precious stone.
所以现在呢，科学家们大概是相信这个应该就是伊甸园里面的第一条的河。
So now the science say that this must be the first river mentioned in river.
所以这样的话，你就可以猜想，大概伊甸园应该就是在波斯湾附近，在伊拉克那一带。波斯湾 Persian Gulf.
Oh, okay. So there must be the Garden of Eden must be in the middle area of the Gulf of Persian Gulf.
应该就在伊拉克南边的地方。
In the southern area of Iraq.
大概这个应该就是最早最早的时候，神就把伊甸园放在那里。
So a long, long time ago, God must have put God Eden over there.
所以我们希望等到伊拉克情形比较明朗、比较好以后，也许我们就可以去看，就可以去看、去参观它。
So we hope that when situation in Iraq improves, we can go there and take a look.
我现在是太危险了。
Now is the day.
尤其拿美国护照。
Especially with the U.S. passport.
那到但是呢，我们知道的，这证明什么？
So what does this prove?
这证明说人类的历史是从中东开始的。
It proves that the history of man starts from the Middle East.
那这是 Alpha.
That's the Alpha.
Omega 就是讲到人类怎么接在哪里结束的。
So Omega talked about where does mankind conclude.
那结果你发现说人类历史结束的时候也是在中东。
So the conclusion of mankind must be also Middle East.
所以我们知道今天我们看到经过伊拉克的战争以后，我想我们对于伊拉克的地理应该有一点点的概念，有一点的 concept。
So now after the war in Iraq, we have a better concept of the geography in that area.
所以我们如果读圣经的话，最早最早实在说来，那是个乐园，是个 garden, 是一个 paradise, 是一个乐园。
So if you go all the way back, that must beWhere the Garden of Eden was.
但是乐园后来怎么变成巴比伦呢？
How did that Garden of Pleasure become a Babylon?
巴比伦是个敬拜偶像的地方。
Babylon is a place of worshiping idols.
你看见这个改变一定是个很大的改变。
This kind of change is so tremendous.
怎么从一个 paradise 现在变成一个 the land of idols, 变成一个偶像之地？
So from paradise it became a land of idols.
你在花园里面所看的都是美丽的东西。
So in a garden you only see beautiful things.
那你在巴比伦所看的都是丑陋的东西。
But in Babylon you only see ugly things, idols.
你知道亚伯拉罕就是从加勒底的乌尔，就是从巴比伦那一带来的。
We know that Abraham came from the Ur of Chaldea from that area.
这个 Ur 或者说加勒的乌尔就是靠近波斯湾 Persian Gulf 那里。
Ur is near the Persian Gulf.
那么这个第一次波斯湾战争的时候，萨达胡塞就把很多的武器就藏在那个地方。
We know that in the first Persian War, Saddam Hussein put a lot of armaments hidden in that area.
因为他知道美国人不会去炸亚伯拉罕的故乡。
Because he knew that the Americans would not bomb Ur of Chaldea.
所以我们晓得说这个亚伯拉罕就是从那里出来的。
So Abraham came from that area.
而且加勒底乌尔根据 archaeology 就根据考古学的发现。
So the Ur of Chaldea, according to archaeology findings,
他们发现呢，那个城啊，就像今天的伦敦，像今天的巴黎一样。
It's like today's London and Paris.
在那个时候是很发达、很 prosperous、很繁荣的一个都市。
It was a really prosperous city in that time.
那个时候的算术啊，是个很深、很深、很难、很难的算术 ，the mathematics.
Oh, the mathematics is very complex.
而且那个时候的这个 astronomy 就天文学也是非常非常的发达的。
And also the astronomy is very extremely advanced.
那亚伯拉罕那个时候已经知道一个钟头是60分钟，一分钟是60秒。
Abraham already knew that 1 hour 60 minutes, 1 minute 60 seconds.
那这个不简单，这个是很深的一门学问。
This is not so simple. This is very deep.
你觉得很简单，那是因为你天天这样看，你很简单。其实很深的学问。
You think it's simple because you don't quite know.
那么我们知道，这个亚伯拉罕就在这种环境底下长大。
Abraham grew in that kind of environment.
那么根据考古学家的发现，就在亚伯拉罕的家乡就有2000多种的偶像。
There were 2,000 kinds of idols at Abraham's time.
不是两千尊偶像啊，是两千种。
It's 2,000 types, not just 2,000 items.
所以你需要用电脑去分类才可以的。
So you need a computer to distinguish between them.
所以你就晓得现在我们要问创世纪一开始是一个乐园，怎么后来变成这样一个地方。
So we see how can Eden change from paradise to such a place.
那当然原因就是因为人堕落犯罪。
It must be that man fell in sin.
那么就在同样的一个地区
so in this similar region,
就在幼发拉底河跟底格里斯河那里
in, along the river Euphrates and Tigris,
后来巴比伦就起来了
That's where Babylon rose up.
明白吗 so, 这个巴比伦就从那里兴起的
That's how Babylon grew up.
那就是从原来伊甸园所在的那一带兴起来的
It's from the garden, from Garden of Eden area.
所以这是个完全的 contrast, 完全的一个对比。你看见吗
It's such a big contrast.
这个通通是在哪里？是在通通是在创世纪里给我们看到。
This is all seen in Genesis.
那么，所以很清楚，第一，我们看见人类历史从幼发拉底河开始。
So we see first that,
The history of mankind.
History of mankind starts from Euphrates.
那么结果呢？你读到创世纪，人类历史最后发生也在 Euphrates 附近。
So we see later on, development of mankind is also around River Euphrates.
那么第九章我们说过了。
And chapter 9 where it says.
到了吹第六号的时候。
After sixth trumpet.
结果在幼发拉底河本来有四个天使被绑在一起的。
Before there were four angels bound by the river.
那这个都是 fallen angel, 都是堕落的天使。
It must be fallen angels.
结果他们就被释放了。
But they were loosed.
这个释放以后呢，结果这四个使者他们因为是被鬼附的嘛，所以他们就有一个计划，他们要执行一个计划 ，carry out 一个 plot.
So these fallen angels, because they're evil, they must carry a plot.
所以呢，他们决定到了某年某月某日 certain hour, certain certain hour, certain year, certain month, and certain hour, 某年某月某时要杀人的三分之一。
So for that certain day, hour, whatever, they will go to kill one third of the population.
所以你看见这个就是那个时候的 plan, 那个时候的计划。
That was the plan.
那么那个计划的结果什么？人类的三分之一要没有，要不见了。
So one third of humankind will be disappeared.
而且一定是三种武器叫他们不见。
And also using three different weapons.
如果三种武器能够把人类消灭三分之一的话
，If you have three different weapons that kill one third of mankind,
那这个一定就是的。Weapons of mass destruction.
So this must be weapons of mass destruction.
一定就是大量杀伤的武器，那没有问题的。
It has to be.
所以我们知道，等到我们的主要回来以前。
So just before the return of our Lord.
那么人类历史要结束的时候。
Just as mankind is to conclude.
人类要经过一个 great tribulation， 一个大的灾难。
Man will go through a great tribulation.
那么这个大的灾难，你看见那个时候有一些恐怖的分子。
And terrorists. For this great tribulation, there will be terrorists.
那么这些人，这个背后就是这个四个，就是四个天使，四个堕落天使。
Behind these terrorists are these four fallen angels.
那么这四个天使的背后就是 Antichrist， 就是敌基督。
And behind the four fallen angels is the Antichrist.
所以你看到时候一个很大很大灾难，三个人里面有一个倒下来了。
So we see in this huge tribulation, one out of three men will die.
如果全人类都死了，就没有什么可害怕，又人都不在，就没有什么好怕的。
If the whole man can die, then there's no more fear.
最可怕的是三个里面有一个。
Is most fearful when one out of three dies.
所以到了那个时候 ，terrorism 恐怖主义要到了最高峰。
So at that time, terrorism must go to a peak.
所以9月11号 9/11 我们所经过的不过是 small potato， 不过一点点就是。
So what we experienced 9/11 is just a small potato.
但从那天开始，我们开始对于三种。大量杀伤的武器开始有感觉，开始明白过来了。
So at that time, then people will really know what
So, 就是，就自从那在这个911的时候 ，9/11的时候。
So,
we began to understand.
We began to understand.
To realize 这个三种不同的武器。
Then we began to understand the three weapons of mass destruction.
所以现在我们一定在还在这个威胁底下，都是有一种 threat， 有一种 threat。
Right now it's just more of a threat.
那么但是呢，等到了启示录最后，你看见果然有一个大 great tribulation， 一个大的灾难。
But in Revelation, it's really going to be a great tribulation.
所以现在我们就要主回来日子实在是很近。
So we know that the day of the return of our Lord is very near.